reality. As an enlightened child of boomers and a trustee of modern chemistry, I can tell you it's highly overrated. As hangovers, wasps, lineups of food trucks, and taxes. Or so I've heard. I used to say the only good part about reality was taking a vacation from it. Our recent events have got me reappreciating the place. Turns out, reality's not so bad after all. But keep a packed bag under your bed, just in case.
Boss! I'm looking for the murder buzz. But there's nothing in here except pineapple whisper, banana ghost, valley mist. What is this stuff?
Right. Budget was getting a bit tight, so I picked up some discount soda.
Made in Moldovistan? Where did you get this?
You know the dollar store in the Cornwall Center?
Uh-huh.
There's this guy who hangs out by the entrance. He's got a line on the really good deals.
Oh, boss.
Dollar stalls for suckers, Thread. Everyone knows that. He even got me a freezer full of burritos for $10. Fell right off the burrito truck.
Boss, how are you alive?
Clean living and spite.
Valentine! Valentine!
Is that...
Pretend we're not here. We're not here! Ash and Hells, pretend we're busy.
We're busy!
I highly doubt it.
Madeline! Ugly!
Not my...
Of course, not your name. Take a seat and let me get you sorted. Care for a soda? We've got... Idea of Raspberry. Gods, what are these things?
No. Thank you, Valentine. I have a job for you.
Yes!
Do you now? Because my dance card is extremely full. I couldn't possibly take on a job until... At least... Let's see...
The job pays $5,000.
And I have a cancellation! Please sit!
We are sitting.
Sit more, and consider the job done.
You don't want to know what the job is?
Slay an elder god, shake down Baba's food truck for extra pierogies, I'm your man.
I need you to guard an extremely valuable frog.
That is not what I expected.
Ugly. Show them the frog.
Frog! Blorp.
Blorp? I think your frog's broken.
Wait, is that what I think it is?
I don't know. Do you think it's a frog?
That is a multivalent Wolfman Perez entity!
A what now?
Oh, it's a creature that exists in multiple realities at once. Properly harnessed, it can collapse all possible outcomes of a single decision into the optimal future path.
Oh, I get it. It's a fancy magic eight ball. Who's a fancy magic eight ball? Is it you? Are you the fancy magic eight ball?
Don't patronize the multivalent entity, Valentine. Ugh.
No. Patronize frog.
So what? Do you need us to babysit a prediction machine anyway?
When you possess something as valuable as a Wolfman Perez entity, it can attract unwanted attention. We were advised to put it into safe keeping for a few days.
Yeah? Who advised you to bring it to us?
Yeah, who? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that can't be.
What's so funny?
The frog! It looked into multiple realities and told Madeline that I was her best option!
Can we just finish our transaction, please?
Of course, Mads! $5,000 plus $200 a day for expenses.
What expenses?
Magical balls, reagents, shift of security, and frog food.
Ugh. Very well. But there is one stipulation.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Do not touch the frog with your bare hands under any circumstances, the results can be unexpected.
Not even a scratch on the chin?
No touch frog!
Okay. Got the message. No need to throw a brick through my window.
We'll be back soon, Valentine. In the meantime, please keep my frog safe.
Safe as saints, your madness.
Ugh. Why? Why do I do this to myself?
Frederick, get your jacket.
Where are we going? Aren't you supposed to be watching the frog?
We are. It's coming with us. There's a standing poker game at the last round, and I have an ace up my sleeve. Metaphorically this time.
Oh, this is a terrible idea, boss.
If it were a terrible idea, the frog would tell me. Any input, you little quantum amphibian? No? Okay, off we go. Me and Thread head down to the last round to play a hand of Pixie Hold'em. Two things you have to understand about Tech Pixie version of poker. One, cheating is encouraged. The more outrageous, the better. They just call it the advantage. Two, the buy-in isn't money, it's secrets. What kind of secrets? It all depends on the Pixie running the table on a given night. Sometimes it's some family's half-forgotten story. A tech secret like a pocket-dimensional mini-fridge. Sometimes it's a juicy bit of intrigue that can be used to loosen the levers of power. Every now and then, it's much worse. But that's only when a true sadist is running the game.
Hey, Wobbles! Take a seat.
Oh no.
You know the buy-in. Tonight, just for you, it's super embarrassing secrets.
No.
Afraid so.
Okay. Back when I first came to the Queen City, I didn't know anyone. So I tried to join...
Yes?
The Barbershop Quartet. The only song I knew by heart was Air Supply's The One That You Love.
Well, did they let you in?
No, Flack, they did not.
Will you sing for us if you lose the game?
Under no circumstances.
Now I know what to pick for our next karaoke night.
Okay, we've got a game going. Valentine, what's your advantage?
This.
A Wolfman Presenity. Powerful advantage, if you know how to use it.
Can't be that hard. Oi, frog, what should I do? Huh?
You know, if you can't use your advantage, I have to disqualify you.
Guess it's back to the literal ace up your sleeve.
No, he just needs a little encouragement is all. Come on, Froggy, there's a good Kermit.
Valentine, stop shaking its box! Don't let him get away!
Hold on, gotcha!
Valentine, you're touching the frog!
Oh no, I'm touching the frog, and look, nothing's happening!
Graveyard Tapes is filmed before a live studio audience.
Where'd the frog go? Wait, where did everyone go? And who in the hell was this laughing? At least Madeline doesn't know I've lost a frog.
Valentine!
Oh, Ash and Hells.
Walk me through it one more time.
I was taking care of your frog like you wanted.
You took my frog to a backroom round of pixie poker.
Yeah, but it was careful pixie poker.
You know, fun fact about Wolfman Perez entities, they don't have to look like frogs. They can take any shape they want.
Ever wonder why it didn't take the shape of a tech pixie?
Because this particular entity examined all the branching quantum variables and determined that a frog would be the best possible form for our reality.
That or, even a frog looks nicer than a tech pixie.
JD!
Greetings, Trent. Valentine, make me an apple tini.
All we have is Sam Adams on tap.
Then put it in a martini glass with an olive.
One beer tini coming up.
You are a revenant of rare taste, GD. I salute you.
I can't believe you all waste time on pointless banter and cheap beer when you could be enjoying the finer things in life.
Relax, your madness. I'm sure it's all working out like it's supposed to. Who would have thought that you'd leave your husband at the altar and end up broken looking for a job right at the exact moment I was putting up a help wanted sign outside this sports bar? It's kismet. It's fate. It's the best of all possible outcomes.
I can't believe you, Valentine. You are the most infuriating, angry-making, roguish scoundrel I have ever had the misfortune of meeting.
You're no picnic either, Your Highness. Why don't you get back on your high horse and ride it back to City Hall?
Maybe I will.
Jeez, you two, get a dimension already.
I just want to say that I think I'm the Frasier in this reality, and it's positively humiliating.
Hey, Reza, there's a customer over in the corner. You want to do your job?
I don't know. Do I?
Never mind. Hey, friend. What can I get you?
I'll have one of your finest, blorp.
What?
I'll take a Boilermaker. Blorp.
That's my frog!
Come here, you! Gotcha!
Valentine, you're touching that frog again!
Oh, crap.
Blorp.
In the supernatural underworld of the Queen City, reality-bending shenanigans are considered especially stupid. Justice is carried out by a tattooed-covered alcoholic, a revenant in a trench coat, and a two-foot-tall know-it-all who can't stop talking. These are their stories.
Blorp, blorp.
Hey, bartender. We're looking for someone.
Aren't we all?
Trying to track down a missing thing. Just take a look at this photo.
Look, pal. I get a lot of customers coming through here, so why don't you put that photo back in your wallet and try the next dive?
Hey, Whitey. How about you put down your bar rag and look at the photo, or we start looking at your liquor license?
Yeah, okay, I recognize the frog in that picture. Kept saying blorp.
Did you last see him?
Came in last Friday with a young woman. They were seated in that booth in the corner.
Oh yeah? What did this woman look like?
Pretty girl, brown hair and a ponytail. Let's see, paint-spattered army jacket and a punk rock t-shirt. Cherry Docks. Guess the 90s are making a comeback.
How would you characterize their time together?
Well, normally I wouldn't notice, but it's not too often you get frogs in here. She's talking to him about something, and she's getting more and more upset. He's just sitting on the table and saying, blorp. She was so angry, you would have thought he was breaking up with her. Except, you know, he was a frog, not a person. Well, eventually they left.
Did they pay with a credit card or a sigil, maybe?
No, but the woman left a piece of paper that said, Room 405, Wandering Boughs Hotel, 1900 Broad Street, and a photo of the hotel with a circle around it and the words, I'm in here, written on it.
You wouldn't happen to have kept these mementos, would you?
Oh, yeah. I had them laminated. I was just stretching a canvas in the back so I could paint a still life of them. I'm getting real into acrylics.
Look, sweetheart, you can smart off here, or we can have this talk downtown.
I think we're technically in the downtown area right now.
Nah, this is the General Hospital neighborhood. Downtown starts on the other side of Broad Street.
But realistically, this is within walking distance of downtown locations, so it might as well be downtown.
I see what you're saying, but there's a distinct ambiance to this area.
Would you say it's the architecture or the condition of the streets?
Oh, for the love of... It's a metaphor. I'm talking about the police station. How'd I get stuck with you two?
No joke. Here's the stuff she left. Just take it and go.
Blop, blop.
All Alright, Fox. Here's the room. Should we... I don't know. Knock?
What? No! You're so by the book, Valentine. Me? I'm a loose cannon. I play by my own rules. Let's kick it in.
What are you doing?
I'm kicking the door in.
You're 2 feet tall in wool socks. Are you hoping for wood rot to set in?
Gentlemen, while you two were arguing in the lobby over the best Jack Klugman show...
Quincy M.E.!
My processor is the Odd Couple!
Please! While you were in the midst of your argument, I procured a keycard from the front desk.
Oh, thank you.
And everyone knows Klugman was at his best in his Twilight Zone appearances.
Right then. In we go. Back me up, you two. Zero? JD? Where'd you go?
Hello, Valentine.
Who are you, mate?
My name is Multivalent Wolfman Perez Entity 122. I created this reality. You have many questions, and although the process has altered your consciousness, you remain irrevocably human. Ergo, some of my answers you will understand, and some of them you will not. Concordantly, while your first question may be the most pertinent, you may or may not realize it is also irrelevant.
I don't really have any questions, per se. I just want you to turn back into a frog and get in this box so Madeline can pay me the 5 grand she promised. Plus expenses.
Your life is the sum of a remainder of an unbalanced equation inherent to the structure of this reality. You are the eventuality of an anomaly, which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise a harmony of mathematical precision. While it remains a burden to sedulously avoid it, it is not unexpected, and thus not beyond
the measure of control. You know what? This is just the Matrix. Not even the good one. I'm just going to touch you because any reality is better than this one. Blarp. Hello? Anyone here? So you brought me to a kitchen. What is this, some kind of Ken Loach movie? Bunch of poor Brits huddled around a shabby kitchen table? Where? I know this place.
Hello, Fingal. Would you like some tea?
What? Mum?
My son. How have you been?
No. Whatever you are, you're not my mother. Frog, get out here.
Blarp. Hello there, my little pollywog. Come and get a cuddle.
Don't touch that thing.
Oh, I've got nothing to fear from this one. That's a pollywog. All grown up. Do you know we would have named you Polly if you'd been a girl? Or Penelope. Maybe this little creature is a possible version of you.
What are you doing here, Mum? What do you want from me?
You left home at such a young age, Fingal. But I kept watching over you. All your best and worst moments.
I see. A guilt trip for my long-lost mother on the astral plane.
I'm not here to make you feel guilty. That's your choice. I've watched you learn from your mistakes. Even when you tried your best to ignore them. I'm proud, truly, of the good things you've done. But the mistakes you made are like wild animals. Feed them once and they'll never forget. They'll hang around at your door and wait until it swings open again.
What mistakes are you talking about?
All of them, Finn. The magic I pass down to you is the legacy of an old thief. I'm sorry I burdened you with it. But you should not have been so careless in its use. The animals are at the door, my son, and they are so hungry.
I do. Mum, you need to help me.
Polly brought us together so I could warn you. Vasri is circling you, gathering her allies. Soon she will bring her will to bear on you just as she promised she would. And Vasri will strip you of everything and everyone you love to get at your power. She will take with one hand and offer your world back with the other. Whatever happens, you must not take her offer. Refuse, no matter what.
Just say no. Seems easy enough.
Trust me. It will be the hardest thing you will ever do.
I'm sorry, Mum. Not for leaving. I am sorry that I never came back.
It's all right, son. I left too. Long time ago.
Maybe I can come visit someday. We can catch up properly in some non-astral space.
Here, hold Polly. She'll take you back. I need to go.
Wait.
Yes?
Are you really my mum?
Well, now that's a funny story.
Mum. Mum.
5,000 plus 600 for 3 days of expenses. Valentine, are you with us?
Yeah, I was just calculating in my head all the money I spent on frog food. More than I anticipated, that multivalent beast is a hungry boy.
Do not push your luck with me. 600 for expenses, as quoted, no more, no less.
Deal. Say, Mads, what are you up to this evening?
Why?
Well, I had this dream where I ran a bar, see? And you were in it.
Please stop talking, Valentine.
You left your husband at the altar and you were down on your luck, so I gave you a job. There was this whole cast of wacky characters. There was all this will-they-won't-they tension going on between us.
Trust me, there's no tension here.
Tell you what, I'm going to reserve a spot at Avenue this evening. Maybe kill some time at the bar. Stop by if you're not too busy. Say, 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Boss? Did I just hear you ask the Queen of the City Hall Goblins out on a date?
That frog showed me a reality where anything was possible. And no matter what, it could all get resolved in just under half an hour. If that can happen, then I can pull off dinner and drinks with Madeline. But come on.
Where are we going?
There's a game of pixie poker at the last round starting in a few minutes. I'm going to double this check.
Boss, that's a terrible idea.
Turns out, I'm known for him.
Graveyard Tapes, Enter the Blorp. Written by Aidan Morgan. Edited by Angela Dumalag, James Nichols, and Nikki Ewart. Series created by Dustin Gray. Audio engineered by Miguel Diaz III. Produced by Aidan Morgan. Music by Rick the Whitebird. With the voices of Chase Hunter as Valentine, Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper and Julia Gold, Nikki Ewart as Madeline, Aidan Morgan as Ugly and the Frog, Angela Dumalag as Zero Day, James Nichols as the Great Dead Detective, Caitlin Sinnott as Riza, Nils the Red as Flack, Rue Dickey as Nick Sarens, and Devin Bartz as Smooth Voiceover Guy.